From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UK delivers scathing report on Iraq war.
The government failed to achieve its stated objective.
The long and short of it, according to the head of an inquiry into Britain's role in the Iraq war.
We have concluded that the UK chose to join the invasion of Iraq before the peaceful options for disarmament had been exhausted.
Former civil servant John Chilcott spoke as his panel released a long-awaited report that drew on several years of public hearings and analysis of 150,000 documents. They were trying to answer whether the U.S.-led invasion was necessary and whether the unrest that followed should have been anticipated.
We have also concluded that the judgments about the severity of the threat posed by Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, WMD, were presented with a certainty that was not justified.
In Baghdad, Iraq war analyst Juma al-Qureishi minced no words in his reaction to the report. Everyone who took part in the war against Iraq should be condemned, he said, either the British or others. The war was launched against our country under feeble pretexts. The NATO states took part in the war, which is considered illegal. They entered into the country with the aim of toppling the regime under so many pretexts and accusations, such as weapons of mass destruction. They destroyed our country. No weapons of mass destruction have been found in Iraq. Iraq's interior minister, who's responsible for security, has resigned following a suicide truck bombing that killed more than 200 people in Baghdad on Sunday. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for the country's worst bombing in over a decade. U.S. defense spokesman Peter Cook said Tuesday, pressure to degrade and destroy the ISIS group must be maintained. This is VOA News. Democratic Republic of Congo opposition presidential contender Moise Katumbi vowed on Tuesday to return to his country despite an arrest warrant. He vowed to keep his effort to replace President Joseph Kabila peaceful throughout an election.
99% are ready for the election and they are waiting for the right time. You don't want to make a putsch. You don't want to make a coup d'etat. You want to follow our constitution. And if they don't call for election, they're the people of Congo are going to say, Mr. President, you didn't respect what you're supposed to respect. It's time to go. Bye-bye, Mr. President. Our demonstration are going to be always peaceful demonstration.
The multimillionaire businessman who spoke in Paris where he sought medical treatment has been accused of plotting against the state. Now, the Army of the Democratic Republic of Congo said Tuesday that suspected rebels hacked to death 9 people in the country's restive northeast, the latest in a string of such atrocities in northern Kivu province. The attack targeted the town of Oicha in Beni territory, where some 500 people have been murdered since October of 2014. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation said Tuesday it is recommending that no criminal charges be brought against Democratic Party presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State.
In looking back at our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts.
But FBI Director James Comey criticized her and her aides for what he said was their extremely careless handling of classified material they sent to each other via a private email server she established at her home in New York. Syria's military has declared a 72-hour regime of calm across the country to midnight of July the 8th. Meanwhile, a suicide bomb blast claimed by Islamic State on Tuesday killed at least 16 people and wounded nearly 30 others in the mostly Kurdish-controlled northeast Syrian city of Hasaka. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived Tuesday in Nairobi, the second of his 4-nation trade and security visit trip to Africa. On his arrival, the Israeli leader told Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta the two countries should unify in the fight against terrorism.
We see ourselves engaged in a common desire to seize a common future and fight the forces that are trying to drag us into a dark past. And this means that we want to cooperate with you on development on the one side and on security on the other side.
Kenya has been a frequent target of fighters from the Somali-based Al-Shabaab militant group. This is Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.